707 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. A segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Yeah, okay, it is resolution time. You made them the other night. Now it's time to stick with your resolution for 2019. If getting organized around the house, getting cleaned up around the house is one of your resolutions, or maybe your only resolution, bring in the pros. Bring in my buddy Trey Bennett and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And seriously, as a side note, the way to do this is deadlines work. I mean, deadlines work in business. They work in life. And if you set a deadline, in other words, you set that appointment time, which is real easy with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll give you a specific day and time, not some spectrum of time. Then you have that deadline and you go, okay, other people in the house, children, everybody, let's get the stuff that's going to be junk that we're getting rid of as we go to get organized out of the house. So before you go buy shelving systems and clear storage boxes and all the stuff you're doing right now, I know you are, before you do that, get rid of the stuff you don't need. That's when you get 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They show up and they make it go away. Check them out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning to both of you and everyone listening. Big news when it comes to our nation's capital. You know what happened yesterday. House Democrats have passed a plan to reopen the government without funding President Donald Trump's promised border wall. Now, you know it wasn't going to stop there, though. Both sides have been going back and forth, back and forth. Okay, so this happened Thursday night, and the president made an appearance yesterday in the White House briefing room, and it was pretty cool to see, I must say. It was very good. He was flanked by members of Border Patrol and ICE, who talked about what's happening and why there is a wall that's needed, or border security that's needed. I don't know who was more stunned to see him there, though, the press or the press, because he wasn't answering questions, but he did make an appearance, and we heard directly from the president. It was a very busy day for both sides. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that the president and Senate Republicans should take yes for an answer and approve the border bill, which was virtually identical to a plan that the Senate adopted on a voice vote just last month. Pelosi said, quote, "We're not doing a wall. Does anyone have any doubt that we're not doing a wall?" On the flip side, the president, well, he had, let me get to my quote one second, please, because you know how computers are. Mm-hmm. The president is going into depth as to why the wall is needed. So here's my deal. I like the fact that we're hearing directly from him, and you don't have to read about it in a tweet. Whether you agree or not, you have to know that I like the fact that both sides are talking. And that's why I wanted to tell you about this headline. So the president was in the White House briefing yesterday on the 13th day of the partial government shutdown, and he said, quote, "Without a wall, you cannot have border security." And then he dropped the mic, not literally, but dropped the mic and walked out. So everybody's like, "Wah, wah." So at least we're hearing from both sides. I just wanted to bring you up to par with what's going on in our government shutdown. Speaking of which, your tax refunds could be impacted if we don't get our acts together. Internal Revenue Service is part of approximately 25% of federal agencies which are involved in this shutdown because of the funding fight between Congress and the president. We are approaching 2 weeks, and if this continues into late January, this will impact when you get your refund, because you need the government to be working for yourself to receive a refund. So officially, February 1st, W-2 and 1099 forms, those are due, which means that's when many people start working on their filings at the end of this month. Again, just be mindful of what's going on. Currently, the IRS has furloughed about 88% of its workforce. IRS says that they are expecting to recall some employees as the tax season does pick up, but they will not be paid while they work, even if the government reopens. This is a dicey situation we're in, but it's impacting so many people. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, and will, you know, on the political side of that, will anything be done? I don't know, because the Democrats are rolling a bill out yesterday in the House that had no chance, they already knew had no chance of making it through the Senate or getting the signature of the president. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there'll be a lot of that talk. Oh, well, they're rolling out a bill. If it's something that won't get signed, even Nancy Pelosi telling reporters last night at a news conference, we're not doing a wall. Does anyone have a doubt that we're not doing a wall? So,
and she asked if she would give the president $1 for a wall to reopen the government, and she said, $1? Yeah, $1. The fact is, a wall is an immorality. It is not who we are as a nation. It's optics, baby.
Yeah, it's optics. Let's just, if one day in Washington, and I'll realize I'm in a dream at that point, if people just tear it down and go, okay, it's not about money, it's that we don't believe in the wall. We did before, but we don't believe in the wall now, or we're not going to give Trump the signature win. President then says, I'm doing this because it's good for, I think it's good for the country, but it's also good for my reelection in 2020. If they would come in and say that, I'd be like, oh, wow.
Somebody would say, wake up, Sullivan.
Yeah, that's right. My third alarm clock's going off. All right, 7:13, coming right back. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Crews are expected to search again this morning for a man who jumped into Pensacola Bay from a fishing pier. Witnesses reported seeing the man jump from the pier near the 3 Mile Bridge around 6 last night. Scuba divers joined the search but were unable to find the man before the search was suspended around 10 o'clock.
There were multiple witnesses. They didn't advise whether he was a fisherman or not. They just said that he did jump off the bridge.
Scary moments for employees and customers at a restaurant on Airport Boulevard in Mobile. Surveillance video shows a car crashing into the Golden Dragon on Airport Boulevard around 6 last night. No one was hurt. A Florida senator wants to ban smoking on public beaches. Senator Joe Grutter's filed Senate Bill 218. If the bill passes, the penalty for smoking on the beach would be up to $25 and 10 hours of community service. Chipotle is adding to their menu. The Mexican food chain will now serve up food compliant with popular diet trends, offering keto, paleo, and Whole30 options. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
The interstate is backed up this morning due to an accident.
So you don't like sitting still on the interstate? Get the free Algo traffic app. With Algo, you'll have the information you need to avoid problems on your route to work, to home. Traffic backups, wrecks, lane closures, all with current info and live traffic camera feeds. Know before you go with Algo Traffic, ALGO Traffic, from the Alabama Department of Transportation. Get it today and arrive on time.
Sponsored by LDOT, ABA, and this station.
Good morning, quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We're talking with Phil Savage coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get a good preview of the national championship game coming up on Monday and also recap Auburn's huge win over Purdue and some of the other SEC bowl games from over the weekend and New Year's holiday. But some news on a star Clemson Tiger before Monday night's national championship game. The second-ranked team in the nation announced Thursday that they'll be without junior defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence when they take on Alabama on Monday night in Santa Clara, California. Tight end Braden Galloway and offensive tackle Zach Giella will not play either. The three did not play in the semifinal win against Notre Dame after NCAA-administered drug tests came back positive for Osterine. Last week, Coach Dabo Swinney told reporters that players had a, quote, sliver of Osterine in their initial tests. Swinney said that the players thought he was joking when he told them because none of them intentionally consumed the substance. The players could be suspended up to a full year pending an appeal, although Lawrence is eligible to leave school for the NFL and would likely be a high-round draft pick this offseason. One player who has not been mentioned much in draft previews is going to give the pros a shot anyway. Auburn Tigers junior receiver Darius Slayton declared on Thursday that he'll leave Auburn and enter the 2019 draft. Slayton set a career high this season with 35 catches for 670 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's the third Auburn player to declare for the draft, joining quarterback Jarrett Stidham and defensive back Jamel Dean as early entries into the pros. Offensive guard Markell Harrell announced earlier Thursday that he will stay at Auburn instead of pursuing the NFL. In some NFL news, TMZ Sports reported yesterday that a domestic violence charge levied against Washington Redskins linebacker and former Alabama Crimson Tide backer Reuben Foster was dropped on Wednesday by the state attorney's office in Florida. A misdemeanor charge was brought against Foster after his ex-girlfriend, Alyssa Ennis, told police that he assaulted her at a Tampa hotel on November 24th. The San Francisco 49ers parted ways with Foster due to that November allegation, and the Washington Redskins then claimed him off waivers. Foster did not appear in a game for Washington in 2018 since he was placed on the commissioner's exempt list. The 49ers selected Foster with the number 31 overall pick in the first round of the 2017 draft. He appeared in six games this season before being waived. The South Alabama women's basketball team's undefeated season ended Thursday night in a 71-63 loss to Appalachian State. The Jags began the season 11-0 and were one win from tying the 1984 South Alabama women's team for the best start to a season in program history. USA's Shaforia Kynes had the first double-double of her career with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Next up, the Jags play at Coastal Carolina tomorrow at 1 p.m. The South Alabama men's team got the win over Appalachian State last night, 79-73. Roderick Sykes led the team with 21 points. The men's team will also play Coastal Carolina tomorrow, but they'll play here at home at the Mitchell Center. Tip-off is set for 3. In Major League Baseball offseason news, the Philadelphia Phillies signed free agent relief pitcher David Robertson to a 2-year contract. Robertson will earn $10 million in 2019 and $11 million in 2020. He spent the first 7 years of his big league career with the New York Yankees. 719 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report. I'm Dalton Norwig.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
As the end of the year approaches, be reminded that business expense deductions for meals and entertainment have changed. Before 2018, you could deduct up to 50% of entertainment expenses directly related to the active conduct of trade or business. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 eliminated the deductions for these expenses. However, you may continue to deduct 50% of the cost of business meals if you are present and the food or beverages are not considered lavish or extravagant. Business meals may be provided to current or potential customers, clients, consultants, or similar business contacts. Food and beverages provided during an entertainment event are not considered entertainment if purchased separately.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect clearing skies today. Will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Two wrecks, I-10 westbound at 2 miles just west of McDonald Road. They had one already, and now there's one involving an overturned 18-wheeler to try to slow down in the median near the original accident site. They've got emergency vehicles on the scene. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone, from independent art, books, and clothing to the oddity items like skulls and two-headed turtles. See them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
722 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings Friday style. Glad you're here. It's about 15 minutes away from me. Extended conversation with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good news for the weekend, finally. Rain not part of our forecast. It's on to the east. How much rain did we get last night? Well, he'll fill us in on that and a whole lot more at 7:35. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday to you. Glad you weren't on that American Airlines flight yesterday. Scary moments when the flight had to make an emergency landing at the Mobile Regional Airport. The issue was the landing gear. According to Mobile Fire Rescue, the pilot reported that the front wheels would not lower. We're talking about a Bombardier CRJ-200ER plane. It had to circle the airport for several minutes as crews worked on the issue. About 2:25 yesterday afternoon, firefighters on the ground reported that the landing gear had extended, and then the plane landed roughly 5 minutes later. The American Eagle flight was originally scheduled to land at 1:55. It departed from Charlotte. Firefighters say 54 people were on board. If you went to the DMV yesterday and wondered what's with all these delays, here's what was going on. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency does confirm the driver's license division experienced a statewide outage. They say that they will update us once the issue has been resolved. And of course, they took to Twitter. And I think it's always nice when they let you know what's going on so you don't have to keep going back and double checking, triple checking, especially with this new year. Because how many, don't raise your hand, how many are riding around with expired maybe tags or something like that? So if you'd like to follow them on Twitter, you can go to @Aaliyah, so @ALEA Protext, and there you can find out all the latest and greatest. Their very last tweet was 18 hours ago, and they say the office will be closed 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. January 4th, which is today. That's an update. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 724 FM Talk 106.5.
And that was the Foley office. I meant to add that.
Okay. Time. All right. Good news there. And tough news right now. Breaking news. We're following through our news partners at WKRG. Officers with Baldwin County Sheriff's Office responding to a standoff in Elsinore area near the Elsinore School. Now, I don't know which is there, just one. Maybe somebody over there can fill me in if there's not a middle in the high school. It says area is near the Elsinore School off Highway 90. Right now, school is not on lockdown, according to Baldwin County School District Director of Communications, Terry Wilhite. Buses will not be able to travel to some areas near the school as the standoff continues. It's a developing story here.
You know, and so looking over at Fox 10, they have posted that this is being described by the sheriff, Huey Haas Mack, as an attempted suicide, but that all is contained. Okay. Negotiations were underway as of 6:30, so that's roughly an hour ago. School is open today, according to Terry Wilhite, who was a spokesperson for the Baldwin County School System. Situation did affect the school bus service in that area.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That last report said they weren't moving. Are they now moving the school buses or not? Didn't say.
Let me keep reading. Hold on. And it says, until this law enforcement matter is resolved, some buses will not pick up students in that area. Elsinore School is open today. The principal certainly understands that some students may not be able to make it until this is resolved. And that's coming from Will Ike.
Okay, very good. We get any more information on that, we'll pass along. Also, like we said, Washington today, more of the new Congress and passing things out of the House that will go nowhere in the Senate and won't get signed by the president. President says he's not backing down on the $5 billion. Maybe come off it a little bit. Story here from Lauren Fox from Westwood One.
President Trump is not backing down, making a surprise appearance in the White House briefing room to make his case for the wall.
I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
But the president and his press secretary quickly leaving without taking questions.
And I think it'll be another day of that today. So how long does this go? You know, Kelly, you were talking about tax refunds. We've talked about SNAP benefits. Mm-hmm. Just because a partial shutdown of the federal government has not affected you doesn't mean it still might not. According to a story from ABC, it says the IRS, like many federal functions, operating on a skeleton crew. That could be one of the issues. Also, for us in the broadcast business, as we pointed out yesterday on Midday Mobile, don't get any ideas. But the FCC shut down yesterday at noon.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
We can do whatever we want now.
It's open season on the airwaves.
They'll go back and hit the rewind button.
Yeah, come find you. They'll go, yeah, you know, we weren't working, but we did record everything. We went to your podcast, and here are the following fines for your rollout. So the FCC shut down. I guess it said, except for critical functions for safety. And I imagine what the FCC does for what we call vertical real estate and infrastructure, in other words, towers, antennas, those kind of power, those kind of things they're still doing. But on the other stuff for the FCC, our watchdog here in broadcast, they are shut down.
Yeah. Just a quick question. You might know the answer to this, Sean. When we send out EAS tests, mm-hmm. when important things like that come out, are the FCC involved in that, or yes. is that all government?
Well, the FCC is government.
Well, there you go. Good point.
Yeah, so the EAS is going to be through Homeland Security mm-hmm. and the FCC. Oh, believe me, if you can get one or more alphabet agencies mixed up together, you know, they're going to do it if uh-huh. they can collaborate on it. And listen, what we do with the EAS and stuff is good stuff and very important. I imagine that would be a critical function.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's not happening. And the way that works, as well as you have the Alabama Broadcasters Association working with the Federal Communications Commission, so there's a state level and a federal level of that. I imagine it'll be more of the meetings and things that they do with the FCC talking about the internet or whatever the latest thing, you know, how they're going to regulate this, that, or the other that won't be happening. I saw a note yesterday from Ajit Pai, who is the chairman, who said there's a January 30th meeting that is off. They're not doing, which I thought that was pretty far ahead to go ahead and cancel meetings, but that's been canceled. But yeah, there are some agencies that had not closed during the first couple of weeks of this that will be closing some portions of what they do in the probably today, tomorrow, the next week. We'll see how long this goes on. It's not unprecedented. I mean, we have gone through shutdowns before. There's been close to a dozen of them over the last 16 years or something like that. So this is not that it hasn't happened before, but we always kind of go through the same stories and say it's almost like B-roll. Every time we end up in this, we go back and say, okay, well, here are the stories. Here's how it affects people. But it's a real thing. Day 13, I think we're in, right?
The 14. Now.
14 days, 2 weeks. All right.
Real quick, that standoff situation in Baldwin County has ended. Custody, the suspect is now in custody. That's according to our news partners, WKRG.
All right, good news. We'll come back. We'll get Dr. Bill on, talk about the weekend ahead. He'll actually give it a number. He'll score. He'll grade it. You know, 52 years with the University of South Alabama. He's graded a paper or two. He'll grade our weekend before the weekend even gets started. That happens coming up after we check in with News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are looking for two people wanted for shooting a woman in Tolmanville, then leading police on a chase later in the day. The shooting happened Thursday morning on Hathcock Street. The 20-year-old victim is expected to be okay. Hours after the shooting, police spotted four suspects and a chase began. Two of the suspects were caught when they crashed their car. Two others managed to get away. Baldwin County deputies are looking for three men who broke into a pawn shop in Foley. Authorities say the three suspects wearing hoodies and gloves were in the shop only a few minutes. They got away with nearly a half dozen long guns, rifles, and shotguns.
Any type of weapon that hits the street with people that, you know, are criminals, of course, it concerns everybody.
A candlelight vigil last night for a one-year-old who was found dead inside a Pensacola Village apartment last week. Pensacola police have not released much about that case, but called the child's death suspicious. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
President Trump will meet with congressional leaders at the White House Situation Room 3 hours from now to talk about the continuing partial government shutdown over funding a border wall. This, as Illinois Democrat Sherry Bustos says, the ball is in the GOP's court.
What we passed out of the House yesterday on our first day of session were two mechanisms to open up the government again, most of it to fund the government through September, another portion where we would say, open the government, we'll give you another month and we can work out this deal. And yet, we had only a handful of Republicans support that, and the Senate won't even take it up.
An Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll just out this morning shows nearly half of Americans identify immigration as a top issue for the government to work on this year. In Houston, Texas, a man police say is a person of interest in the deaths of three young children, ages 5, 2, and an infant in an apartment, gave himself up last night and is in custody. Stock futures showing big gains an hour to the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Delta says fare revenue didn't climb as much as expected during the holiday travel season, fanning concerns that major carriers will struggle to maintain profits as lower fuel prices lead customers to expect cheaper flights. Delta shares tumbled nearly 9% yesterday, their biggest percentage drop since June 4th, 2012. The sell-off could also hit other airlines, which investors worry might add unprofitable flights or cut fares if fuel prices drop further. No-frills bank accounts developed for low-income customers are gaining popularity among more people. The accounts, known as checkless bank accounts or safe transaction accounts, include ATM access, debit cards, and mobile banking for small fees and minimum deposit requirements. They don't include paper checks or overdraft protection. The St. Louis Fed says four of the early participants in the program, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, and U.S. Bank Corp, had a combined 1.3 million accounts open and active in 2017. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So at least from the, I didn't go out actually and look at it. I just listened to the rain on the rooftop last night. Sounded like we got a good bit overnight, but now we're starting to clear up.
Yeah, the showers are now to the east of Pensacola and headed away from us. We picked up around an inch and a half of rain officially at the airport. And now we can look for clearing skies. Some clouds this morning, but this afternoon it should become mostly sunny. If not, possibly, you know, before noontime it could happen. But we're going to be cooler today, about 58 degrees for this afternoon. Yesterday, getting up to the low 70s. The wind will be a little bit gusty out of the west today, about 10 to 20 miles per hour. Now, tonight, we're going to cool down quite a bit, around 40 degrees tomorrow morning, meaning some areas will get into the mid and upper 30s. And then the weekend looking really good. Sunny skies and 65 degrees for Saturday, and then sunny and 68 for Sunday. And the nice weather will continue into Monday, mostly sunny with a high around 70. Our next chance for rain, just a slight chance on Tuesday, with temperatures in the low 70s, and then we drop back into the 60s for Wednesday and Thursday with dry weather. So the overall forecast starting today and all the way through next Thursday looks pretty good, with just that slight chance of a shower on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to need some dry days here. Already saturated, already rivers flooded, and then what you said, we got that rain down here, but I imagine there must have been an inch or two fall above the dams as well.
Yeah, I think that we at least had about 2 inches of rain across the area that got all that heavy rain a week or so ago, and maybe even more than 2 inches. I don't have any records information on that at the moment.
But you will. You will, because you compile that for the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. Tell folks about it.
Yeah, the Almanac is out, and it's free. This is the 2019 edition, and you can find copies on the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, as well as Billy Langford Allstate, Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County, and also Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. Here in Mobile at West Marine, two locations, down at Dog River and also at I-65 and Airport. Also, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Keith King and Classic Cars, and Robert Moore Christmastown. You can also pick up copies at TV5 and right here at 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, and this is a pretty important weekend weather scale because it sets the tone. This is the first weekend weather scale of 2019, so our weekend lies somewhere between 1 and 2 on your scale. Dr. Bill, what do you say?
Well, we've got some sunny skies for the area for Saturday and Sunday, and temperatures very comfortable in the day. We're going to get a little chilly at night. And so we'll take that into account. So the weekend weather scale is a 1.9430.
Wow. That is pretty heady in January. Wow.
Yes, it is. And
fantastic.
Very comfortable temperatures. Again, 65 Saturday and 68 degrees on Sunday.
That is great news. I plan to spend every available hour outside this weekend, Dr. Bill. Thank you for that. Thank you for that weekend weather scale, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in as we roll on a Friday morning here at FM Talk 106.5. Reminder, about to close out the voting. This is going to be it for the 2018 Alabamian of the Year. That that name, or those names, the way it's looking, will be lined out in the 8 o'clock hour. So you got to get your votes in now. FMTalk1065.com. When you're there, right-hand column, you'll see last time to vote there, the vote between Jeff Sessions and Clyde and Henrietta, the high step in turkeys. Your votes are heard and will be reported on next hour. Check it out. While you're there, too, remember, podcast available. You can just click the link for podcasts and get our shows a la carte. Or better yet, you can also subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher. You said we can get Spotify if somebody's listening to their music. You can mix in one of our podcasts, like in the middle of a live concert there, and then you can kind of go into our do our live podcast.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just search FM Talk 106.5 on Spotify, and you should find our podcast page there. Subscribe. And also, if you stream on TuneIn, you can get the podcast there as well.
All right, check it out. And when you're there, make sure whatever the rating system is, stars, thumbs up, whatever you give, go the full way out to the right. Give us as many stars or thumbs or whatever as possible. And drop us a note there as well on the podcast. 740, we're coming right back.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, everyone. We've got three different vehicles in two different accidents. I-10 westbound, 2 miles west of the McDonald Road area. Now, again, you'll see heavier traffic starting to form off the airport, Dolphin and Moffett and 65, but no problems coming into the Eastern Shore. Daphne, Spanish Fort. It's a good ride across the Bayway through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. The South Alabama men's basketball team hosting Coastal Carolina this Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Mitchell Center. Kids 12 and under can shoot basketball on the court following the game. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:40, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you here. And remember the website, fmtalk1065.com, but also facebook.com/fmtalk1065, at fmtalk1065 on Twitter, fmtalk1065 on Instagram. And when we figure out how to work Snapchat, I guess we'll... I don't know if I have anything I want to snap or chat about, but if I do, I'll go over there with it. All right, let's check in with our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. And did you hear Dr. Bill's weekend weather scale? We have a pretty fantastic, beautiful, sunny weekend ahead. That's good news.
I can't wait. I got my fingers crossed.
It's been a long time since we've had one of those. Let's talk about the inventory. If somebody wants to come out today or tomorrow out to LCM, let's talk about what they're going to look at on the lot.
Well, as always, we've got a great inventory. It's growing daily. And matter of fact, we took three unusual trade-ins this week. A local company traded in three diesel vehicles to us. One of them is a regular cab 7.3 diesel. The other one's a crew cab 7.3 diesel. And the other one's an Isuzu diesel with a dump body on it. You can buy all three of them in a package for under 10 grand.
Holy cow. Okay. And what about financing?
Financing's awesome. We got great lenders. We're just picking up lenders just about weekly. So we're in good shape there. The rates are maintaining low, as always, coming year.
That's good news, because people were wondering with the new year. All right, tell us how to come see those vehicles, the new stuff on the lot, or come out and talk financing.
Come see us on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM, 7:43, and time to take a look at headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. A state senator right now is recovering in the hospital for an undisclosed medical problem. David Burkett of Montgomery was admitted to the Montgomery Hospital Saturday morning. His condition has been upgraded. He is alert and he is stable, so that's great news. Burkett is 62 years old. His wife, Linda, continues to ask people to continue to pray for his continued recovery. Burkett, last year, you'll recall, voters elected him into office in a special election for Senate District 26 to replace Quentin Ross, who resigned from the Senate to become president of Alabama State University. In terms of the legislative session coming up, that begins March the 5th. The RSA is now in the news business, as Alabama's Employee Pension Fund is now the sole owner of one of the largest chains of local U.S. newspapers. CHNI LLC has been acquired by the Retirement Systems of Alabama. So the company includes 68 daily newspapers and more than 40 non-dailies plus websites in 22 states. It's a Montgomery-based newspaper group, formerly of Raycom Media, which is being purchased by Gray Television, Inc., which is based in Atlanta. Raycom was owned by the retirement system. So the corporation previously operated with the state retirement system as its creditor. They now say this new acquisition will help to provide stability for the newspaper group. Financial details were not announced, but it's interesting to note Alabama's pension fund has other non-traditional investments, including golf courses, airlines, and the largest office building in New York City. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you operate an automotive service facility, your reputation is based on the quality of work and speed that your customers expect. Mobile Mechanical Service can partner with you to ensure your bays are ready to provide that quality service. Compressed air systems, lifts, hose reels, and fluid transfer systems. Your business depends on them. Mobile Mechanical Service can provide, maintain, and repair your facility equipment 24/7. Don't let that bay become idle. Call Mobile Mechanical Service at 653-6948 or visit mobilemechanical.com.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good. Like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Crews are expected to search again this morning for a man who jumped into Pensacola Bay from a fishing pier. Witnesses reported seeing the man jump from the pier near the 3 Mile Bridge around 6 last night. Scuba divers joined the search but were unable to find the man before the search was suspended around 10 o'clock.
There were multiple witnesses. They didn't advise whether he was a fisherman or not. They just said that he did.
did jump off the bridge.
Scary moments for employees and customers at a restaurant on Airport Boulevard in Mobile. Surveillance video shows a car crashing into the Golden Dragon on Airport Boulevard around 6 last night. No one was hurt. A Florida senator wants to ban smoking on public beaches. Senator Joe Grutter's filed Senate Bill 218. If the bill passes, the penalty for smoking on the beach would be up to $25 and 10 hours of community service. Chipotle is adding to their menu. The Mexican food chain will now serve up food compliant with popular diet trends, offering keto, paleo, and Whole 30 options. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
This is Chris Francis, board certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Some news on a star Clemson Tiger before Monday night's national championship game. The second-ranked team in the nation announced Thursday that they'll be without junior defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence when they take on Alabama on Monday night at 7 o'clock in Santa Clara, California. Tight end Braden Galloway and offensive tackle Zach Giella will not play either. The three did not play in the semifinal win against Notre Dame after NCAA-administered drug tests came back positive for Osterine. Last week, Coach Dabo Swinney told reporters that the players had a, quote, sliver of Osterine in their initial tests. Swinney said the players thought he was joking because none of them intentionally consumed the substance. Players could be suspended for up to a full year pending an appeal, although Lawrence is eligible to leave school for the NFL and would likely be a high-round draft pick this offseason. One player who has not been mentioned much in draft previews is going to give the pros a shot anyway. Auburn Tigers junior receiver Darius Slayton declared on Thursday that he'll leave Auburn and enter the 2019 draft. Slayton set a career high this season with 35 catches for 670 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's the third Auburn player to declare for the draft, joining quarterback Jarrett Stidham and defensive back Jamel Dean as early entries into the NFL. Offensive guard Markell Harrell announced earlier Thursday that he'll stay at Auburn instead of pursuing the draft. The South Alabama women's basketball team's undefeated season ended Thursday night in a 71-63 loss to Appalachian State. The Jags began the season 11-0 and were one win from tying the 1984 South Alabama women's team for the best start to a season in program history. USA's Shaforia Kynes had the first double-double of her career with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Next up, the Jags will try to get another winning streak started when they play at Coastal Carolina tomorrow at 1 p.m. The South Alabama men's team got the win over Appalachian State last night, 79-73. Roderick Sykes led the team with 21 points. The men's team will also play Coastal Carolina tomorrow, but they'll play here at home at the Mitchell Center, and tip-off is set for 3 o'clock. 10 minutes to late now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect clearing skies. Today will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Three vehicles involved in that accident. I-10 westbound, 2 miles west of McDonald Road between the 8 and 9 mile marker. No other wrecks now, but again, the school zones have been busy, backing down to 20 miles an hour. A lot of radar off Cottage Hill, Government, and Airport in 65. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some post-holiday stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel? Enjoy a treatment from the spa and salon, a 20,000 square foot European spa. Find out more at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
752 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll find out what's cooking with our buddy Alec Naiman. Right now, we'll find out what's headlines. Oh, you can't say it that way. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean.
What, our headline? Yeah, there.
Yes, I have your headlines for this segment, if you will. 752 on your Friday morning. A sad news report. Seven people die in a fiery crash on a Florida highway. This after two 18-wheelers and two passenger vehicles collided, spilling diesel fuel across the freeway on Thursday. This was on I-75 near Gainesville. More than eight people taken to the hospital, some with critical injuries. Authorities say the fire was ignited after about 50 gallons of that diesel spilled. A helicopter was forced to land to search for injured people who may have been in the woods along the crash scene. Emergency crews were able to extinguish the fire. But now they're calling this a homicide investigation, but they're not saying why. They do say their top priority is to identify the victims so that they may notify next of kin. But as you can imagine, from a traffic standpoint, both sides were shut down, causing delays for hours. So if you were in that area, you were wondering what was going on, there you have it. On a lighter note, especially as we go into the weekend and more people are heading to the movies, I want to remind you that if you go see this movie called, if you are wanting to go to the movies and you say, I don't want to do the theater deal, but I want to go home and watch Netflix, this Bird Box business is something. And I have not seen it yet, but I will say that I have been seeing Bird Box trending on social media, so I, you know, I wanted to know what was going on. Well, Netflix is having to remind people, don't do what you see in the show, okay? It's called a dark Netflix movie. It stars Sandra Bullock. It's a world where people wear blindfolds or risk being possessed by creatures that make them kill themselves. Just think about that for a moment.
Good times.
So, okay.
Disney family movie this week.
Bullock's character is on a dangerous journey with her children, boy and girl. I'm just real concerned that there are people who are out in the world right now, and these are grown-ups too, not just children, grown-ups who are out there blindfolding themselves and then taking the Bird Box challenge. Netflix says, please don't do that. Please, though, support their show and watch, as more than 45 million accounts have been really tuning into this best ever first week type of film for Netflix. But if you see somebody with a blindfold on, that's what they're doing. They're doing the Bird Box challenge. That's not one I would recommend that you follow.
It's a self-correcting problem.
Ooh, I like that. Hashtag that one. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:55, and time to find out what's cooking. We do that when we check in with our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering. Hey, Alec, Happy New Year.
Hey,
Happy New Year, guys. Wait a minute, let me get my blindfold off here so I can see who I'm talking to.
There's a beauty of radio. Just close your eyes and we'll enjoy it this way. And you mentioned, because, you know, people are, at least this week, trying to stick with their New Year's resolution. You said, hey, I'm going to come up with a lower-calorie, healthy recipe for the new year. What do you got for us?
Oh, man, you know, it only lasts about 2 weeks.
That's right.
Who do you know kept a resolution more than 2 weeks?
Well, here's the problem. If it's an eating resolution, those of us that are lucky enough to live where we do, we get Mardi Gras, right, like a month and a half, 2 months into our New Year's resolution. So then it's, yeah.
Moon pie.
That's right. That's right. So what? So healthy right now for the next 2 weeks, what are we cooking?
Well, listen, I like the little mite. You know, you and I talk about going fishing sometimes.
Right.
And your rowboat just ain't big enough for more than me and you.
That's right.
So,
that's right. The canoe.
So I like my, but you can use this with chicken, you can use it with any fish, snapper, you know, the whole key to this is not so much the protein you use, but the way you saute your spinach and your onions and your tomatoes. And I left it out of this because I was trying to make it healthy, but I like to throw a little bacon in my thing. So here's the deal. I get my little mai-mai out, or whatever fish you like, or whatever chicken you like, or whatever rooster you like, or whatever squirrel you like. I don't care, okay? And anyhow, I put a little olive oil, a little lemon juice, a little salt, pepper, you know, hit it with a tad of garlic, you know, and then I get it ready for the grill. But in the meantime, I just get out my skillet, and I saute down a little onion and garlic, a little salt and pepper with that, you know. And then I add some chopped tomatoes and some fresh spinach. And in most cases, I actually throw a little bacon down in there first before I saute the onions. Get the bacon all cooked up, then saute the onions, you know. And then I serve it right over the fish, right over the chicken, right over the possum, whatever you like, okay?
I tell you what,
it's just that good.
I like it. Tell folks, even better than doing it themselves is having you and your crew do it. How do they get you to come out and do a meal for them here in January or possibly a Mardi Gras party coming up?
Well, we like you to call us anytime, day or night or middle of the morning, middle of the evening. Don't care. 473-3900. That's a great number to remember. 473-3900. I can remember that number, okay? And listen, you can like us on Facebook. We've got a lot of Facebook activity going on. I got a Pinterest page, if you know what Pinterest is. And I throw some stuff up there. And then you can go to our website at nameiscatering.com. But, man, call me. We're doing some office stuff. You know, this is when people have their little meetings and they get their organization structure set up for the year and they talk about all the great things they did last year and what they need to improve on this year and all that kind of stuff. And we'll bring breakfast to your office, lunch to your office. We've got hot, cold breakfast, hot, cold lunch. It don't matter. Everything runs at $10 or less. So call me, 473-3900.
Thank you. And Happy New Year, Alec.
Hey, man, Happy New Year to y'all. And y'all be good to Kelly, okay? Quit treating so bad.
Right. I'll work on that. And we're coming right back.